Let's take a moment with this image on the screen. The innocence, the spontaneity, the joy, the intimacy, the present moment sparkle. And shared moment of awareness between flower and child. There's a oneness so full within this child that the child is putting its whole face, hands, face, nose, eyes, everything. Into the moment, into this wonder. And doing so without hesitation. No holding back, just spontaneously, completely. Fully, joyously, and fun. We are invited into that all through the day. We are invited into this frolicking, spontaneous, effervescent. And because each of us here is blessed with the good fortune of a life that is not right now in a war zone or in a violent domestic abuse situation, so forth, right? Our environment drying up around us, our environment drowning around us, we have the good fortune. To actually appreciate the possibility of effervescence in any moment, to frolic. So he smiled with that. And of course, the one or two of you here that take care of your grandchildren and great grandchildren on a regular basis, you know what that's like. You frolic with them. And then there's the adult conversations, right? That actually end up being possibly quite boring. Because one has frolicked, one has been spontaneous and giggled and joyful. So we are invited to this effervescence all through the day, and we can have great gratitude that for that invitation, for our good fortune, our possibilities. Very small with that. And put a hand on our heart, smiling with that. How fortunate we are. Great gratitude. No matter what each of us is navigating, it is not what a lot of other people are navigating. How fortunate we are. Great gratitude. With our hands and our heart, if we think of all kinds of other beings, and the unhappy circumstances that they didn't create. Thinking of animals, whales caught in fishing lines, and animals just every swallow is plastic when they're trying to get food. Animals that used to have rivers, hippopotamuses in dry riverbeds because human beings are taking the water. Or taking the trees. And so there's no evaporation, there's no water, there's no clouds. How fortunate we are. Great gratitude. So we take a moment with our hands on our heart and really, 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 really think on the plight of countless others of every kind of species. Microbes in the soil that every time a farmer or a person goes around their yard with Roundup or something to kill a dandelion weed, the microbes dying, shriveling. They didn't do anything. They didn't create the problem. They didn't create the Roundup. They're just living. The whale didn't create the fishing line holding a buoy. How fortunate we are. No matter what we're navigating. So, with our hand on our heart, we wish that forward. Our good fortune. And our gratitude. We have everything we want. And yet, human beings with such good fortune too easily are unhappy. So we have great gratitude. We can get anything we want. Whether or not it serves us, we can get anything we want. So we at least can have gratitude and pray it forward that everyone has their needs met easily. In this very moment, with and through our good fortune, our freedom, we wish freedom for all other beings, the beings that are entangled in any situation, not of their own making. Our entanglements are our own making. Let's be really clear here. Our entanglements are our own making. Getting all twisted and turned up in our minds over who knows what kind of silly things. But somebody in a war, the whale caught, tangled. The coral reef being bleached, dead. Microbes in the soil. They didn't create that. So, with our hands on our heart, this is so important to actually look at it all for the point blankness of it all. How fortunate we are. And pray it forward, pray it forward. Pray forward our freedom. It doesn't decrease the freedom. We didn't just slice a chunk off and we can't come back. No. We share it. Like air is shared. And none of it is decreased. I pray it forward so that when we get in our funky moods about whatever we're navigating, we can say to ourselves, what's that about? Put my hand on my heart of gratitude. That's my own making. Gratitude and entanglement. And so we smile with it, with our hand on our heart. We smile with it. Great gratitude. And pray that all beings of all the needs met. Pray that all beings are nourished on every level of their being. Pray that all beings are respected, honored, assisted, supported. Because we live that. And we lift up our hearts and lift our minds into a bright openness, loving kindness, and great joy, great gratitude, so that each of us and all of us together. Our great field of effervescent joy and presence singing in this world where there is great suffering. And vibrating excellence of being effervescent presence and loving kindness. The field is so powerful that it not only emanates out, but it invites in and embraces difficulties and suffering in the world and transmutes all of it and puts out goodness and happiness. Into being and joy. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath with all the world, all beings, all dimensions of beings. And we wish them good fortune, that all their needs will be met instantaneously and easily. Because that's how it is for each of us. Ooh. Ooh. Thank you. Love you all. Great gratitude, effervescence, and great gratitude. Create your day.